going on, everybody? Robert and Colton from Bridging the Geekdoms here.
What's up?
And we got some big news for you guys this week, and we've got some cool things going on in our little podcast world here, and we're going to get to those in a second. But how are things going with Colton right now?
They're going. Same shit, different day.
Yeah. Pretty much just how it goes anymore.
Yeah. So monotoned at this point.
Yeah. So as I alluded to just 12 seconds ago, we have an awesome giveaway going on right now. It's a little thing that's going on where we are giving away Avengers Infinity War digital codes. Now, Avengers Infinity War is coming out digitally on July 31st. That is this Tuesday, I believe. That's when it's coming out. So you have a chance to win yourself a free digital code. Now, the only thing is as of right now, we have 5 left. So by the time you hear this, you may not get a chance to get it. But if you're listening to this, you know, still find out. We're posting stuff on our Facebook group, on our Twitter, everything like that. You can see and follow along with how many we're giving away, still, and how many left, and how many we have left. Now, the reason why we're doing this is Vudu, the streaming service. They're a big streaming service who does, you can rent movies, you can buy digital movies and watch them on your home devices, tablets, computers, Xboxes, PlayStations, all that kind of stuff. You can watch their movies there. Well, Vudu is having a viewing party on August 3rd. It's like 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. They want people to jump on Facebook and have a discussion of the movie, share gifts, share memes, talk to Joe and Anthony Russo, who are hosting the event. They will be part of the viewing party. You could talk to them, ask them questions, stuff like that. Now, obviously, they're probably not going to give anything away for Avengers 4, but that would be cool if they did. But they're also going to have prizes they're giving away, such as like a 4K TV, replicas of Captain America's shield, Thor's hammer, Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet. They're giving away some action figures and signed posters and stuff like that. So it's going to be a freaking great time. Absolutely great time. So how do you get this digital code? The ones that we're giving away, how do you get that? Well, it's funny you ask. So what you do is you go to our Patreon. Okay, Patreon. We have a Patreon under Nerdtalklips Podcast Network. What you need to do there is become a patron for as little as $1. If you go become a patron for, again, as little as just $1 a month, $1 a month, you become a patron, guess what? You get a digital code. We got 5 left as I'm speaking right now. We got 5 left. You go become a patron, $1 a month. The code is yours. Then you can join in on the viewing party on August 3rd and have a chance of winning some of those cool prizes and talk to Marvel fans like yourself. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be fun. I am going to be there enjoying myself, talking to people. I think, Colton, you're going to try and get there, right?
Yeah, I might be on.
So we're going to try and get there. I'm going to be there, like I said. I think Deej from Nerdtalklips Podcast Network, he's going to probably try and get on there. I don't know if he works or not, but I think he'll try and jump on at least for a little bit. It's a great time, and it's such an easy way to get yourself a free copy of Avengers Infinity War. It's that simple. So we have 5 left as I'm talking right now. After you listen to this, or honestly, just stop listening right now. Jump on our Facebook, jump on our Twitter, and say, hey, do you have any left? I'll let you know. If so, boom, you can jump on our Patreon, become a patron, and we will send you your code immediately thereafter. Once you sign up, you will get your code. And it's amazing. It's awesome. It's fun. I can't wait for this whole thing. I think it's amazing. I think this is one of our coolest giveaways that we've done so far. I'm excited about it. Colton, you excited about it?
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
But again, Avengers comes out this Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, July 31st. So it's coming out soon. If you don't have it pre-ordered, this is your chance to get it for free. So it's pretty awesome. I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. So there's our little ad for the day and our giveaway. I want to thank Vudu real quick for getting us involved with this and letting us do this for our giveaway. I think it's pretty cool of them. And I look forward to seeing how this viewing party goes on, because I hope that we get to be involved in the future with other ones.
Head us up, Vudu.
Yeah. So, all right. So this isn't going to be too long of an episode, I don't think. But we've got some stuff to talk about that's been going on in the news world. Real quickly, though, Colton and I went and saw Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah, some may say there was a fallout.
I don't get it.
Of friendships.
I still don't get it.
Nuclear stuff.
I still don't get it, but okay.
Fallout, the video game, almost happens.
So, non-spoiler, I mean, it still just came out a couple days ago. We're recording this a day earlier than normal.
Yeah.
And normally, we give out spoilers. I'm not going to give out spoilers here, because even though it's made a crap ton of money,
yeah.
I still want people to go see it. So, what did you think of it?
It was good, considering the last Mission Impossible I watched was Mission Impossible 2.
Which is unfortunate, because yeah. like I said, like I was telling you, like if you've seen, you know, from Mission Impossible 3 forward, this is kind of the culmination of all of that. Everything that's happened since Mission Impossible 3 kind of comes to a head or an end. Not an end, but, you know, it comes to like a nice little conclusion
of
that story arc. And which is kind of cool for Mission Impossible, because even if you've watched like 1, 2, 3, Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation, like they're all very much their own little story.
Yeah.
Like, they don't normally connect to the previous one. There's been little connections here and there.
Yeah, enough for it to be a universe.
But it was really interesting how they found a way to connect this movie to nearly all of them. The
yeah.
only one that I didn't see a connection to was Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it does even connect to the first Mission Impossible, which I thought was amazing as well. So I think it was fantastic. I'm saying go see this movie. It's the best action movie that's out there right now. You'll have a blast. Henry Cavill is amazing. It's so cool to see him in a different role than what we've seen him in, you know, such as Superman,
yeah.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and stuff like that. He's a really cool character in this.
I'm going to say one spoiler.
Yeah.
Superman says a swear.
Yeah, he says fuck.
Yeah, like it made me so confused on a spiritual level.
What? So,
the only time that's appropriate.
Again, he was phenomenal in it. I love Tom Cruise in these movies. People always ask me, like, why do you like Tom Cruise so much? What about his Scientology crap? Yeah, I don't agree with his Scientology crap, but the cool thing about it, he doesn't go around preaching it. So as long as he doesn't go around preaching it and trying to force people into Scientology, keep making damn good movies, I'm going to keep watching them. That's what I say. I think he was fantastic. And for me, this isn't the best Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are saying this is the best mission yet. I'm not going to say it's one of the... No, I'm going to say it's probably up there tied with my favorite or right underneath. Now, my favorite is Mission Impossible 3. What's his face? Philip Seymour Hoffman, the bad guy in Mission Impossible 3 did with his character. I just feel still to this point is the best bad guy that we've had in the Mission Impossible series.
Mm-hmm.
On top of how personal the entire story of that movie felt, I just think it's the best of the Mission Impossible series.
Yeah.
But Fallout, dude, is like right there.
Yeah, it was pretty tits.
It's like right there with it. It is so damn good. So go see that movie. Absolutely. We recommend it. Go see it. With that, I also went and saw Teen Titans Go to the Movies today with my son. And
so the Teen Titans didn't go to the movies.
Oh, no, they went to the movies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they actually go to the movie.
No, do they watch their own movie, or are they watching
movie? Here's the whole concept of it. So the Teen Titans, you know, they're looked upon as like a joke. Like they're not taken seriously. They're not considered superheroes because, you know, they goof around a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
like they're like me.
They dance and sing when they're fighting bad guys and stuff like that. And people just look like you're a joke. Like you're not real superheroes. Well, then they find out that all the superheroes are going to the premiere of Batman's new movie, and they're like, oh, we want to go. So they try to go, and they go to the red carpet, and they get held back, like, you're not on the list. And they're like, but we're the Teen Titans. Like, nope, you're not on the list. So they find their way to get in there, and they see that Batman, or that they're making movies about all of Batman's characters. Alfred, Batmobile,
nice.
The utility belt.
Fucking nice. All of which I would go see.
And Robin's getting upset because they're like, you know, they start like, you know, next year, you know, one of Batman's greatest, you know, or best friends or something like that. And Robin's like, it's happening. I'm getting a movie. And it's like his utility belt, you know, it's like, and Robin just gets upset. Now, Robin is like the main proponent of everything. He's like, I think we deserve to have a movie. Like, you know, we're cool, especially me. Like, you know, what the heck? So that's kind of the driving force. And they find out that the reason why they don't get a movie made out of that or from them is because they don't have an arch nemesis. So then they go off trying to find an arch nemesis. They run into Deathstroke, which they actually don't call him Deathstroke at all.
Deadpool.
Because I think the reason why they don't is because it is a kids movie. And I think they kind of kept the whole death thing out. Although there was a pretty dark scene that happens in the movie, because there's a moment where the Teen Titans go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back in time to where Kal-El's being sent off of Krypton, and they save Krypton so he doesn't get sent off. They go to Themyscira and take Wonder Woman's lasso away from her, and when she's a little kid, so she's sitting there crying. And then they go to Gotham. They go to Gotham, and they stop Bruce Wayne's parents from being murdered. Okay, so then they go back back in time. So they go back to the future, and they're standing there, and they're like, "Whoa! Like the world is shit because there's no superheroes now."
Yeah,
you know, so the world's in shambles. So they're like, who would have thought that would happen? Well, let's go back and fix everything. So they actually go back in time.
This is just all kinds of fuckery.
They give Wonder Woman her lasso back. They destroy Krypton. And they go to... they go back to Gotham. And this is where I thought was kind of like dark. And I actually heard a couple parents in the theater go, whoa. Like, it was dark. So they go up. they stop. Because they catch Bruce and his parents walking out of the theater, you know, from seeing Zorro. Which, there's a cool little Easter egg in that scene, so if you watch it, try to remember that scene and tell me if you see the Easter egg. I don't think you will, but it's a cool Easter egg. I thought it was kind of cool. But they're about to walk, like, initially when they went back in time to stop it, they were like, don't go down Crime Alley! Are you crazy? Go down Happy Alley! You know?
The simple alternative.
Exactly. So they come back, and one or two of the Titans take Bruce. They hold Bruce and they push the parents in the crime alley, and then all you hear is boom, boom, and see flashes, and then Bruce just standing there. You're like, what did they just?
What the fuck?
But again, you know, that's kind of the whole idea is about them getting a movie made. So they run into Slade Wilson. And you know, he's trying to steal something, and they try to foil it, but he foils their plans, and he gets away. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the driving force is getting a movie made, and you know, becomes like Slade Wilson. They're trying to make him their arch nemesis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's the driving point of the movie. It's fun time. You know, I laughed quite a few times. Nicolas Cage as Superman was, I thought, brilliant. Like he
finally gets the role.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, he sounded good. Like he sounded good. I mean, uh-huh. I'm not saying he would sound good as a life, you know, like a real life Superman.
He'd probably try to kill kids. Well, his kids in the movie.
Wait, maybe.
Got that reference to the other.
Oh, mom and dad. Yeah.
There you go.
But again, I really enjoyed the movie. I'm not going to sit there and say it's the greatest animation. Oh, one thing was really funny. So, this probably had me laughing the most, even though it's not really that funny. So, you know the beginning of the DC movies now, where it shows, like, Batman throwing his Batarang, Superman standing there, you know, Green Lantern with the lantern. Like, you know, it's their version of what Marvel does, showing their characters with the title card coming up. You know, DC does that now. They made an animated version of that in the style of Teen Titans Go.
That's badass.
So I'm the only person laughing in the theater, and I'm just like laughing at that they're doing that. I don't think
of how ridiculous the movie is.
Because most people there, they're parents with their kids. Like they probably don't know the universe like I do. So like
they're
I'm
like,
catching all these
this
references.
Is a kid's movie.
There were so many times I was the only one laughing in the theater because I caught a reference or, you know, saw something in the background that just had me laughing because it was so subtle and only people who really know DC and the comics and stuff like that would really get it. And,
Again,
if you're a DC fan, I say check it out because I think you'll appreciate some of the little Easter eggs throughout. And it's not a terrible movie. Like it's very childish. There's a lot of poop jokes.
There are a lot of poop right jokes. Up my fucking alley.
But, there's actually one too many poop joke, I would say. Like it goes, and you're just kind of, all right, enough.
All right. So basically, I wrote this movie.
Yeah. So, saw that. I also saw Super Troopers 2 this past week. I thought it was fantastic. I'm not going to say it's as good as the first one, but it definitely is good. It's a good time. You know, they do some similar things from the first one, some similar jokes, but not completely the same. But it just feels good to see the Broken Lizard team back together and doing Super Troopers 2. Probably my biggest issue with the film was Rob Lowe. I just felt like his character wasn't any good in the movie. I just really didn't appreciate his character. And I'm usually a fan of Rob Lowe, but he just didn't really do it for me there. Yeah. But the rest of the movie, funny. Good time. Mm-hmm. If you want a good laugh, give it a watch. If you like Broken Lizard, if you liked Super Troopers, if you like Beer Fest, if you like
Beer Fest, that's a good movie.
Slam and Salmon, stuff like that, check this out because it's Broken Lizard. It's what it's their comedy. And the more people that watch it, I mean this movie made a lot of money. They're hoping to make a third one, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean I liked the first one, so I did watch half of Truth or Dare last night.
Did you?
Yeah. It's that one, like, Blumhouse movie out of the 13. Like, every, you know how they release, like, 13 movies a year?
Yeah.
It's one of the 12 movies that suck.
Oh.
But, I mean, the premise is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I haven't finished it to, like, give a full analysis yet.
Well, there you have
it. I fell asleep in the middle halfway through.
I started watching Castle Rock.
Is it good?
The first episode, I've only watched the first episode. It's good. It's good. It's got me hooked. Like, I want to watch. I got to jump to it. I've just been so busy this weekend. Yeah. I haven't been able to get back into it.
I'm probably going to take a break from The Ranch and go to watch it.
Orange is the New Black came out this weekend. I haven't even had a chance to look at that. I've been so busy this weekend watching movies, going to baseball games.
Doing hood rat shit.
Like, just doing stuff. Like, I just haven't had time. So, hopefully I get a chance to check out.
Tomorrow, you're just a 100% shut in.
I mean, if I don't have to go to work tomorrow, I'm probably going to sit here and watch Castle Rock all day.
Straight up, just lock the door, close the blinds.
Yeah.
No one, except for the pizza guy, is allowed in here.
Maybe. That sounds like a good, tasty idea.
Domino's pizza.
Foxes, man. Foxes.
You gotta get Domino's, because then they'll underdo the bread for you.
Yeah.
Undercook the dough.
And then before we get into the new stuff, I do want to give you my bargain bin review of the week. I forgot to do one last week. So my kids bargain bin days. Review of this week is a little movie called Pain and Gain. It's a Michael Bay film starring Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne Johnson, and Anthony Mackie.
That didn't come out too long ago, did it?
Nah,
it
sounds probably like about 5 or 6 years ago.
Super familiar.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago. Don't watch it.
I think I wanted to way back when.
2 hours of my life completely wasted.
Like, downsizing bad or just bad?
It's not, like, downsizing was bad, but this is a different bad. Probably equally bad, just a different bad.
So it's not breaking the bad.
Yeah. So it's a story about weightlifter bodybuilders who want to get a taste of a better life. Instead of living paycheck to paycheck, they want to live a better life. So what they decide to do is...
So like everybody else's story.
Yeah. So they decide to kidnap a rich guy and try and swindle him out of all of his money, his businesses, everything. Like, take everything from him. And they go to kill him, and they screw up. So now they're trying to, and nobody believes the guy that they tried to kill, because he, you know, he comes back and he's like, yeah, bodybuilders try to kill me. And the police are like, you're just an idiot, because you're a drug dealer. Nobody's going to believe you. You know, and
yeah.
But he wasn't really a drug dealer. That's the thing. So people were just like, so they didn't believe him. And that's kind of the storyline. I mean, it's not muddled. It makes sense. It's just not good. It just is not good.
It was one of those, we wrote this in 20 minutes and we were stoned.
The best part of the movie was Dwayne Johnson. Like, it was interesting seeing him play a bad guy, kind of a bad guy, you know, because he, normally we always see him as the good guy. Like, yeah. It's rare we see him as a bad guy. And there's a moment where he's like high on fucking cocaine out of his mind. He's fucking blitzed out of his mind on coke. And it was interesting seeing him play that. You know, like, it was like, that's a weird role for The Rock, you know? So.
Yeah, did he give a rock bottom to anybody?
No.
Did he drop the people's elbow?
No.
Damn it, not a good movie then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done that in some of his action movies.
I know, and that's awesome.
he didn't do it in this.
You see the people's elbow come out, it's awesome.
Yeah. But I didn't, before watching it, I didn't know that Anthony Mackie was in it. Anthony Mackie is the Falcon in Avengers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, whoa, that's, I didn't know he was in this. And this was before Avengers, you know, so it was like. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He really was a no name before, like, before Marvel. Weird.
So, yeah, I think that's it for what I've done this week. It was a lot.
I started writing stuff.
What'd you write?
I'm starting to shape my universe more. I'm starting to break it down.
Good times.
Found out in Greek mythology there's this, like, god of creatures type thing who has, like, fucking dragons for hands, and he's, like, a giant human. It's crazy. I can't pronounce his name or else I'd say it.
This just in, it looks like we're about to get another patron, so that's going to be down to 4 codes left. So as of this moment, we have 4 codes left. So hopefully you get a chance. Hopefully I didn't say all that in the beginning for no reason. Hopefully you get a chance to get it.
Wouldn't that be something?
All right. Sorry. What were you saying?
I don't remember.
All right. Well, why don't we just jump into some of the news? Last week, it was all Comic-Con stuff. Kind of the comic book area stuff has kind of calmed down a bit. We haven't had much news in that regard because of that.
It was like herpes. It flared up.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now it's gone.
Probably... the biggest news that came out this week, and this is kind of where we're just going to stick for the day, I think, is Star Wars Episode 9 has released their cast. So, their cast includes Daisy Ridley.
Your boy.
Skinny penis.
No.
The black guy. I can't remember his name.
John Boyega.
There you go.
All right.
The other guy. This is how bad I am with names. The dude, the Poe. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, well, I can't remember his name now either. I have it here. Here we go. Adam Driver. Oh, not that. Here, I'm just going to go through the list I have. Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac.
There we go.
Lupita Nyong'o, Kelly Marie Tran, Domhnall Gleeson, Eunice Suotamo, that's Chewbacca, Anthony Daniels, Jimmy V, he's playing R2-D2, and Billy Lord. Those are all the official, like, the big ones. And they're like, hey, here's all these people. But they're going to be joining the veterans, Mark Hamill,
dun, dun, dun.
Billy Dee Williams,
dun, dun, dun.
And Carrie Fisher.
Wow, 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 wow.
As well as Naomi Ackie and Richard E. Grant. So, that's the official cast. Now, remember, there was Carrie Russell was supposedly up for a part. She's not on here. She's not mentioned here of being in the cast. So whether they're trying to keep it a secret that she was actually cast or not, we'll see what happens there. But probably the biggest interesting thing is Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
So, I remember shortly after she passed away.
Rest in spaghetti, never forgetty.
You know, we were having a discussion. Mm-hmm. Are they going to recast her? Are they going to CGI her? What are they going to do for her? And I said, you know what would be interesting? I bet you they're going to do this. They're going to use unused footage of Carrie Fisher from Episode 7 and Episode 8. I was like, I bet you that's probably, they could do something like that.
Yeah.
Because at the time, I was like, no recast and no CGI, because that's how I was feeling at the time. I've since was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind a recast. Like, you know, I would be okay with it. I don't want the CGI, but I wouldn't mind a recast. Well, Disney has said, like, no, we were never going to CGI her, never going to do that, and we never had any intentions of recasting her. So with the blessing of Billy Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter, they are going to be utilizing footage, unused footage, from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, in this movie. So how do you think that's going to play out?
Well, there's going to be something about them having to escape, probably. Or some urgent things coming up that she has to go to the, I don't know, they're probably, well, this takes place during a time, there's like a time jump between 8 and 9, right?
Rumor has it, again, a lot of it's rumor. Rumor has it that we're going to see years between the two movies. We don't know, though. Mm. Like, we're not going to know until the movie comes out, you know?
So, I'm going to go off the assumption there's that, and there's going to be a new government, and there was some sort of, like, scene that she filmed in 7 that she was going to go to the, I don't know, new Galactic Seneca, or whatever it was before it got blown up, and she's going to go and then either not come back or die during the mission or whatever.
I agree. I think something like that's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
I think, there's going to be something where she's going to have a conversation, and there's going to be a throwaway line. Not a throwaway line, but there's going to be a line at some point that says that she's on her way somewhere.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, they're going to come and say, Leia's ship was destroyed.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they're going
to
do it.
And she's not going to space float away from that one.
Yeah. So, be interesting to see how it plays out. You said it earlier in the week after we heard this news. You're like, oh, there's going to be some, you know, wet eyes at that, you know? It's like, I was talking to my mom today or yesterday, and I'm like, you know, everybody cried during Episode 8, you know, because it was like, this is the final time we get to see her. And we all cried then.
Yeah. This now will we're gonna be have to cry the again. Real last time we see her.
We're going to have to cry again. I'm happy that they found a way to bring her in. I am. I think
probably probably won't get emotional this time. Not as nearly as emotional as the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, well, she's dead, obviously, so like you can't bring her back.
I just think it's... I know that there's some people that don't think they're going to kill her off.
It would be dumb not to.
Now, here's the thing. This is why people are saying that they don't think they're going to kill her off. Because some other news came out this week, along with this information of who's cast in the movie. And they are stating that this Episode 9 will be the conclusion of the Skywalker saga. Ba, ba, ba. So people are saying, well, if it's the end of the Skywalker saga, you don't have to kill her off. because there's no need to bring her up again ever again after this. So, big question. How do you feel about them ending the Skywalker saga?
Well, you said it when I was talking about the Tyrion thing. They're probably going to take like a, what, 6-7 year break from it? 10 year break? While they do the other two trilogies they have and then go back to it. Be like, yeah, this is the ending for now.
Yeah.
But like at that point, she would, assuming there would be another time jump.
Yeah.
She would be dead of old age. Like, you can't save her and then try to keep her there.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I don't know.
Like, I mean, they could, I guess. I mean, she would just die of natural causes, but I think it would just be better writing and better for the character. She died on like a diplomatic mission or something.
Yeah. My problem is this here. Ending the Skywalker saga. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't. I know people are, there's people that try and sit there and say, oh, we're Star Wars out. We want something different. Blah, blah, blah.
That's what you're getting with the other two trilogies.
Here's the thing, okay?
Give me a Knights of the Old Republic remake and I'll be content.
Let's look at Star Trek. And I know, some people don't like Star Trek. But let's say,
get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Star Trek The Next Generation had 100 episodes, something like that, more than 100 episodes. I don't know. I've watched it a couple times. I don't know how many episodes. There's a bunch of episodes, okay? That follows Jean-Luc Picard and the crew of the Enterprise. You have the same characters for 100-plus episodes. So that's, they're each 40 minutes to an hour long. You know, plus, we got, what, 4 or 5 movies with them?
Yeah.
So that is 40 characters that people loved that we saw a whole crap ton of stories for. You take a look at the Skywalker saga. We've had 8 movies, eventually 9 movies.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we've gotten. Hardly the amount of what Star Trek has been, and Star Trek is applauded. It's, people love it, love The Next Generation, everything like that. They love those stories, they love those characters. I love the Skywalker characters. I don't think that they need to end the Skywalker saga. The Skywalker saga is what made Star Wars. That's what makes Star Wars. That's what's going to push Star Wars forward into the future. I think what they're doing, and you heard it here first, the date of this recording is the 29th, July 29th at 6:41 p.m.
Way to date the episode.
I'm saying it here that they're saying this just to get butts in the seats.
Yeah.
And in 5 or 10 years, they will announce, you thought it was never coming back. Episode 10. You know, and that's what's going to happen. You can't end the Skywalker saga. I'm sorry. Rey is not a strong enough character to continue on a saga of her own and make about another family.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren, he could be a strong enough character if they find a way to redeem him. I still don't think he's redeemable.
Yeah.
But if they find a way to redeem him, but then he's a Skywalker and you continue. So they're either going to kill him off because they can't continue on with him, or they're just going to end it.
Yeah.
Okay? Plus, you can't, I don't think you can do the episodic films. You can't continue after 9 without some connection to the Skywalker lineage and the Skywalker story.
Yeah.
All right. And like I said, Rey is not a strong enough character at this point in time to carry it on. If she turns out to be Rey Skywalker, then there'll be a lot more that, okay, I would love to see them flesh this out now.
Yeah.
But if she's Rey Nobody, I'm not that interested at this point. And that's kind of
interesting last name too.
That's just kind of where it is, because nobody feels the connection with Rey that they had with Luke, Leia, Han, or Obi-Wan and Anakin. Like, you know, people had connections with those. Nobody, and I'm not saying nobody, because I'm sure there are some little kids and little girls and stuff like that that have the connection.
I have the connection with
when it comes to like the real fandom, like, I don't see the connection with Rey that people had with these other characters. So trying to have her carry a saga after, you know, without any connection to Luke and Leia and Han and Chewie and that kind of stuff, I think it would be kind of difficult, you know? And I just think that no matter what, if they continue 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, that has to always come back around to the prequels, to the original trilogy, to the sequel trilogy. Like, you have to connect to those
things.
The
trequel trilogy. The trequel.
The trequel.
I mean, I agree, but, oh, no, our other episode, never mind. But if they were to do, like, as episode 10 with the Skywalker trilogy, Kylo and Rey hook up. chosen child, and then you have kind of like Anakin all over again. Yeah. And you can retell this prequels.
You kind of could. It'd be an interesting different way of kind of rebooting the entire franchise.
Yeah.
Where you're not rebooting, it would be more of a soft reboot than 7 was.
Yeah.
You know, and just be like, could do something like that. It'd be interesting.
You don't have that like, oh, Force baby ?
Yeah.
No, he has an origin.
Yeah.
He has 9 movies worth of an origin. Or she.
Yeah. Whichever way they want.
Or Jawa. Ewok.
Ewok. Yeah.
Wookiee. No, that's for Rose.
But again, I just, you know, this Star Wars stuff that's coming out, you know, I believe it or not, I haven't heard a lot of people freaking out about it. You know, like, yeah. That's kind of surprising.
Especially with how cancerous the fandom is.
Now, let's get back to the cast a little bit. So, obviously, we got Rey, you know, and Daisy Ridley. We got Kylo with Adam Driver and everybody else. Are you shocked that they're bringing Kelly Marie Tran back as Rose?
I mean, yeah, not really, because her story...
Her story kind of ended.
Kind of.
I mean, there's no need to bring her back. Like, there's really no need. Like, there's... Yeah, okay, her and Finn are... They kissed, okay?
I mean, you could write both of those characters off, in
exactly.
my opinion.
Like, you could write Finn off as well. Like, there's no need to bring them back.
But with, like, the ending of 8 with, like... It's, like, 5v20 at that point.
Yeah,
they kind of probably step into the role of generals at this point.
Yeah.
Or lead whatevers of
some
whatever.
Kind of leaders of some sort. I mean, it's kind of like you saw the jump from, you know, Empire to Return of the Jedi, where you see, you know, like Han take on a bigger role, Lando takes on a bigger role, and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get it. I get it.
I mean, that would be my reason for it. I mean, hopefully they give him a story this time.
I trust J.J. Abrams will utilize the characters
or
better.
Or kill them off.
Are you surprised that Gwendolyn Christie is not on there, Phasma?
A little bit. Because, like, again, I was, like, Phasma could have been a big character. Like, could have.
Yeah.
But, no.
I mean, I think she had less screen time in The Last Jedi than she did
in
The Force Awakens.
Yeah. And she, like, permadeathed, apparently.
Yeah, which, I mean, okay.
I mean, no one comes back from what happened to her, but still, like...
They could have made it. They could have made it, you know, something. They could have made it where she's all scarred up and, like, made her really cool, where she doesn't wear a helmet. She still wears some of the body armor, but not a mask anymore because her face is all screwed up. Like, that would have been cool to see something like that.
Or give her, like, shades of Vader.
Maybe. I mean, like, something cool would have been... Yeah, they could have probably done something cool with her. I feel bad for Gwendolyn Christie. I'm sure she loved her time working with the Star Wars movies.
I mean,
but
her name's etched in Star Wars now. So.
But I just feel bad for her because... You could tell the joy and excitement that she had for these movies, and they gave her
15 minutes.
They did her character dirty. Like, they didn't give her anything substantial to really grasp onto. And people sit there and like to try and compare her character, Captain Phasma, to Boba Fett.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Boba Fett wasn't talked about. He wasn't like, it was like Boba Fett's in the movie. Like, George Lucas didn't go out there while promoting, like, we got, you know, Jeremy Bullock playing, you know, Boba Fett, and, you know, we're really excited about it.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. No. J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy, they were going around saying, we got Gwendolyn Christie for a role in here. She's going to be a woman stormtrooper. How about that crap? How cool is that? And they're talking her up for so long.
Yeah. And then they give her
give her crap, you know? So when, you can try and compare it to Boba Fett, but, you know, the amount of Boba Fett that we got, that we never expected to get more than that.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was no reason to ever expect more than that.
Yeah.
With Gwendolyn Christie's Captain Phasma. Like,
we expected, like, half the movie at least.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not half the movie, but, like, being
a significant role.
Like, I remember rumors for Episode 8 where people were like, oh, you know, she's out there hunting Finn. Like, she's mad at Finn. She's hunting Finn.
That would have been an excellent
storyline. And that's
why
when they're at the Casino Canto Bight... Mm. Phasma is hunting them there. Like, she's there trying to find them. That would have been cool.
That would have actually awesome. Gave that part of the movie a reason to be there.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no. I mean...
How cool would it have been? And I mean, we're going to get this in something else. But how cool would it have been if instead of them finding Benicio Del Toro and his person...
Oh my god, he's Timmy from South Park. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Oh, almost like 9 months after the movie came out. Holy shit, I blew my own mind.
But let's say this. So they go to the Canto Bight to get the Codebreaker, and then to get there, But wouldn't it be cool if they think that they find the Codebreaker and it turns out that it's somebody that's working with Captain Phasma, and that's how they get on the ship, is that way? Like, how cool would that have been?
Yeah, instead of, like, Benicio del Toro just, they paid me more.
Yeah, like, they paid him more and he just knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's not the Codebreaker they went for, but he knows everything. Like, oh, all right.
Okay, cool. You're just giving two characters story.
Yeah, for no reason. Like, so
cool.
That would have been a lot cooler, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I still think she's strong enough to have her own standalone, like Phasma Star Wars story, and just kind of have it like a military movie.
Get Ron Howard. That military crap that he did in Solo was better than Rogue One's military stuff. So
exactly. Yeah. You combine both of them. Hell.
Yeah.
She was abducted as a kid and show her growing through the ranks.
That'd be cool. That'd be totally cool. Mm-hmm. I'd dig it. I'd be down.
A good like 2 hour movie. Yeah. 2.5 hour movie. Boom. Then you give her some justice.
Yeah.
For like the...
Slow down, Timmy.
Give her!
Fuck, what was I saying? Give her justice for the 15 minutes of time that she got on screen.
Yeah, there we go.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I feel that there's so much when it comes to this news that there's a lot to dissect, and I'm just surprised more people aren't dissecting it. Like, there's really a lot to sit there and think about. You know, again, Kerry Russell was rumored to be cast... or being in talks to be cast as a role, and then people are like, oh, she's going to be Mara Jade, blah, 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 she's going to be this. You know, it's a very good potential where she's no connection to Rey at all. She could just be a general. She could be somebody else within the Resistance or now the Rebellion. You know, so, like, that's who it could be, or she could be something very important. But to me, I think it's a little more suspicious that she's not showing up on the cast list, especially if she was cast. And we don't know for a fact if she was, because obviously she's not on the cast list. But the fact that the rumors came out, it was leaked that she was in talks, you're going to land somebody like Kerry Russell. And that news, you know, is kind of big. So if they did land her and she's not there, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, who is she?
Exactly. She must be playing somebody more important than just a general.
We get Mara Jade and I have to go wash my pants.
I mean, I would love to see Mara Jade. There's also rumor that there's going to be a flashback in episode 9 of young Snoke. I think that's stupid. I think
that's
dumb.
That's autistic.
Look, I keep saying this. Let go of the Snoke stuff. Like, it's enough.
Like,
he
served his purpose.
Served his purpose. And if you don't know what that purpose is, I'm sorry that you are not smart enough to understand what his purpose was in this movie.
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah, we all wanted to know who Snoke was, but when you watch The Last Jedi and you see what his purpose was for the character arc of Kylo Ren,
it's over.
You don't need to know anymore.
It's essentially, like we've been saying, he's the Emperor from 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, exactly. The Emperor isn't even in episode 4. He's mentioned in episode 4. He's shown in a hologram in episode 5, and then he's six. In episode 6. But here's the thing.
You knew nothing.
You knew nothing about him besides what you saw in those movies and heard about him. You didn't learn more about him until the prequels. And I'm not saying we're going to get any kind of prequels to go along with this, but we might get a book. We might get a comic. He might be in in a video game or something like that. But here's the thing. Did not knowing Palpatine or the Emperor in 4, 5, and 6 hurt those movies? No. Does not knowing Snoke hurt these movies?
No,
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Because exactly, people are freaking out about it. So, if JJ gives in to the fans and gives them a backstory for Snoke, it is what it is.
Make it long.
As long as it fits the movie and it doesn't turn into a Canto Bite, I'm fine with that. But, you know, honestly, like, just leave it alone, people. Snoke is Snoke. That's it.
Yeah, we'll get a novel or a comic at some point.
Snoke is Snoke.
Like, we got the whole Plagueis novel because everybody wanted to know who Plagueis was.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we'll get a Snoke novel. Calm down. Like, it's Star Wars. They're going to know. They're going to expand that galaxy. Trust me.
Yeah, absolutely. What else was there? I think that's about all when it comes to Star Wars stuff. That's kind of the big stuff I wanted to talk about here this week. There is going to be... another episode, another show up this week. We're actually going to be rebooting our
episode 8.
Well, no, we're rebooting our show.
Oh, we're rebooting the podcast. Oh, wait, no, we're rebooting the reboot podcast about movie reboots.
Yes, so we are rebooting Movie Boot. If you've ever heard our Movie Boot podcast, I think we haven't done one in probably 9 or 10 months.
Yeah.
I think the last one we did was Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah, that one was me and you. And then before that, we did half of Terminator 1.
Yeah,
we should go back and finish that.
We really should. And then we did The Matrix.
The Matrix one's fucking... If you want a good example of that podcast, The Matrix is... Listen to both parts.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, good.
definitely. Yeah,
we sat here for what, almost 4 hours that night.
I think it was about 4 hours, you, me, and Brian. Yeah. But we are going to be releasing this week Movie Boots, Star Wars The Last Jedi, where we sit down and we just talk and say, you know what? Episode 7 is what it is. So let's reboot Episode 8 off of Episode 7, and let's see how different our ideas were compared to what Rian Johnson's ideas were.
And this is not saying that Episode 8 was a bad film.
No.
We're just doing fan service.
Yes. Let's see. I think that's all I got here. Altered Carbon, that Netflix show. It's coming back for season 2.
I wanted to check that out, too.
Anthony Mackie is going to be the lead star in that, so I don't know what happened to...
Well, wasn't Brian saying something about that?
Yeah, he really liked it. I got to, like, episode 6, and I just couldn't do it anymore, so...
Isn't it about, like, cloning people and shit? It seems like it has that vibe.
Not exactly cloning. It's kind of where they can take... who you are and put you into different bodies.
Oh shit, so you're like they can transfer your conscience.
So it's kind of interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'll check it out. What, hour long episodes?
Yeah,
figured.
So
I have 2 shows to watch.
But I think that's
I finished The Office this week for the 5th time.
For the 5th time, about damn time,
man. I always get teary eyed at the last episode.
Well, that's all I'm going to talk about. We're going to talk about. Stay tuned this week for our next, our first reboot of Movie Boot. That's what I'm going to say.
The reboot of the movie.
And make sure, reboot, if you still have a chance, double check if you have a chance to get yourself a free copy of Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
Message us on Facebook, Twitter, wherever have you. Just get to us and we'll let you know. Yes, you can still enter in to get that. So just let us know if you want to do that. And shout out to Deej over at Nerdtalklips and everything like that. He's been doing some great things with Fandom Vibe. Had some pretty cool episodes out, so listen to those. Been kind of cool.
And the dudes at Spoiler Country.
Oh, look at you calling out Spoiler Country.
Yeah,
they're awesome show. We had a little conversation on Twitter the other day, so hopefully we can get something planned with them. I'm hoping I can. So there we go.
Yeet.
With all of that, I've been Robert.
And it's been your boy Skinny Penis.
And take it easy, everybody.